All right, welcome to this week's Ogden Avalanche update. We got Keenan on board with us live from the cell phone. So very good. It's sporty. It's like hailing. It's spring and it's sunny. And then like, it's been a crazy week this past week. So, is it moving snow? You know, are there avalanches around failing or sliding or what's going on out there on the mountain?
Yeah, good way to start us off. In terms of significant avalanches, I haven't really seen anything like to call home about. Been a lot of wind slabs, been a lot of loose wet slabs. Rewinding to basically a week ago, we were in probably some of the best corn that I've ever skied in the Northern Wasatch in my five seasons here. Just nice melt freeze cycles. And actual corn, which is rare for us, I'd like to say. I mean, it was proper. And then coming to the last couple of days, it's been absolute chaos, full springtime.
Yeah.
Grapple, lightning snow, lift shutdowns, chaos in the backcountry. But there's snow available for transport, a lot of grapple out there, but I haven't really seen anything worth writing home about. Avalanche-wise.
Okay. All right. We got proof from this video here of what we're seeing out there.
Yeah, so this is just during the one of many grapple events as of recent. Just lots of grapple.
That's wild.
Right. 3 to 5 mil in size. And we've had tons of these spurts with all this super convective snowfall, which I'm glad it's not coming down as rain, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good thing. I got a photo here too, so throw this on the stage. There we go. We're doing some hiking out.
Yep. It's during that high pressure there, warm temps, nice melt freeze cycles, we were able to do some of the corn harvest in the Northern Wasatch. And there's a photo of my wife Michelle walking out in some of the basin backcountry down through some cow paddocks. And that was kind of the nature of the beast last week. Like, great mountain biking. I'm sure golfing's turning on. And
yeah.
So a little high and dry for a while, but it's a nice welcome back to winter with some of these storms this last cycle.
What's the weekend look like? I see some more storms on the horizon.
Yep. The way that it's coming in, it gives me the feeling it'll be kind of a copy paste of these last few storms where they'll be kind of violent, pretty grapply, chance of lightning. Not sure how much snow will be coming with those. I think there will be a lot of grapple, warm temps, but hopefully the temps play in our favor and we get some nice skiable base out of it. And I think these last cycles, most of the areas have been reporting about 16 to 20 inches of snow at probably a pretty high snow water equivalent, like upwards of 15-18%, just with all that grapple in there, super heavy, super dense. So could make for some good spring skiing. Definitely enjoying some cold snow.
Okay. Well, we're about done for the year on the updates because the avalanches are slowing down and not much going on out there, I guess.
Yeah. It's been a good year. I mean, everybody likes talking about last year. I try and stick away from it, but as far as an average year of snowfall goes, I think the skiing's been awesome. We've had some impressive avalanche cycles and stoked to be a part of it for another year or so.
Well, Keenan, I appreciate your time this year and your updates. It's been great.
Hey, likewise. Thanks so much for putting them on and all the Ogden Avalanche followers and being a part of the community.
Awesome. That is it for this week's update, and we'll see you next week on the Ogden Avalanche Weekly Update. See you then.
All right. We'll see you.